We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Steph got 37, dropped the Nets to 10-5, overall 4-3 at home. Golden State's got 12-2, best record in the NBA, and Steph was getting MVP chants inside Barclays Center.
That was wild.
It speaks to how much people don't care about the Brooklyn Nets.
Right. There's just not some huge established fan base of the Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn is a cool place.
Mm-hmm.
Those uniforms are sharp.
Yep.
They've got some of the best basketball players in the world. People don't care. I'm telling you, it is a bigger story. The Knicks being good is a bigger story than the Nets being great.
Right.
People care passionately about the Knicks. Nobody cares about the Nets.
No.
Like, I think, and I don't know what Kevin was thinking, but I wonder if he thought, I'll go to New York. I'll play in New York, but we'll do it in Brooklyn. Well, Brooklyn is technically New York. It is. It is technically New York City. It ain't Midtown Manhattan. Barclays Center is not the Garden. The Nets are not the Knicks. And so he finds himself in another place. This guy. Remember, one of the reasons he got frustrated in Golden State is because he felt like everybody loved Steph and they didn't love him enough.
Yeah,
now he's in Brooklyn in his home arena, and those fans are chanting MVP for Steph Curry.
That's tough.
And Stephen A. Smith went off this morning talking about the situation and more or less said Kevin Durant messed up. And the reason he messed up is because he tied himself to Kyrie Irving. He trusted Kyrie Irving, and Kyrie Irving has betrayed him. Kyrie Irving has left him to try to carry too big of a load. Kevin Durant's plan was to build a super team with Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn and go stack championships. As it is, Kyrie Irving's sitting around unvaccinated, unavailable, and Kevin Durant, as special as he is not going to be able to take this team where this team wants to go. Now, there's still a chance Kyrie Irving will play at some point this season. I suspect that he will. But, whoa, boy, if you're Kevin Durant, you got to be really frustrated that the guy you went there with ain't playing, that your home fans are chanting for the guy you left back in San Francisco, and that you're sitting here just 10-5 through 15 games.
Story number 3.
A nice win for Houston Cougars last night. They played Virginia and won 67-47 and improved to 3-0. Virginia, on the other hand, just 1-2 with a loss to Navy and a blowout loss to Houston. Tony Bennett, I don't think, has got a good basketball team this season. I'm going to go see them in person, some point in December to do sideline for CBS Sports Network, but they might be completely off the radar by then. For the AAC, and that's Memphis's league, obviously, this is a nice development because the AAC right now with Memphis and Houston have two teams in the top 15 at KenPom. Now, that might not sound much, but you want to know how many the ACC has? One.
Okay.
SEC, one. Pac-12, one. Big East, one. AAC, two. Top 15 KenPom teams. Now, that does not mean the AAC is better than all of those leagues or any of those leagues. It's not. But what it does underline is that the AAC's got two really good teams at the top from a computer perspective right now. And so if you're a Memphis fan, you want to root for the Tigers every game, sure, but you want to keep rooting for Houston to be excellent because you're going to get them twice, and those will be massive opportunities for you to add to your resume if the goal is to get not just in the NCAA tournament, but a really high seed in the NCAA tournament.
Story number 4.
Getting silly in the coaching carousel, college football, with a couple of coaches having reportedly massive contracts on the table. It's being reported by the Detroit Free Press, and I that's a legitimate newspaper. This is a legitimate report that Michigan State is working on a 10-year, $95 million contract extension for Mel Tucker.
Dang.
10 years, $95 million. And there's another report that I find less convincing, but it's still fun to read, that LSU has offered Lincoln Riley, Oklahoma's head coach, an 8-year, $96 million contract. So 10 years, $95 million, that's $9.5 million a year. I didn't even have to use my calculator for that. 8 years, $96 million? That's $12 million a year.
Yeah.
Some reputable college football reporters have already tweeted that the Lincoln Riley to LSU thing is just not going to happen. And who knows if those numbers are real. But we have approached the point in the calendar where schools are desperate to keep the coach they got or desperate to get one that can get them to a good place. And in this era of that, and with agents being geniuses, you get some really big numbers getting thrown around and a lot of men getting massive pay raises to coach amateur athletics. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Incredible. The Fitz is giving away a car every single week in November. Cars and promo cash, baby. Giving it all away. Talking $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11 p.m. and $2,500 more at midnight. And on Saturdays, cars. Four of them. Incredible. So start earning entries now and get a piece of that promo cash in one of those sweet cars. Only at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any. We buy any car. Any make, any model, any age, any price from $50 to $100,000. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any. We buy any car. Sell your car the easy way. Go online and sell it today. We buy any car. Any. Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins. Now, every day, around 5 p.m.
When I caught you noticing me noticing your face. Hey, what if I thought I knew? Really, what's it to you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. I'm sure you know by now it is so smooth you can drink it straight, and I promise It is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It would make no sense for you or anybody else to spend any extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka, that's going to be the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka inside your favorite liquor store. You need flavored vodkas? They make a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut. And they also, New Amsterdam, make a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. It's got a brown label. So if you don't see it in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. Say please, you know, be polite. But ask them to get it for you, and they can get it for you. Next time you're in a restaurant, bar, liquor store, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Memphis police have now officially confirmed that it is Young Dolph who was murdered near the airport earlier today. I don't guess we needed confirmation from Memphis police, but we now have it. Young Dolph dead at the age of 36. Hey, Jeff Calkins, what another beautiful day in Memphis.
Well, I mean, it's explain to me what I'm supposed to think about this. Obviously, it's sad. A lot of people, he had an impact on a lot of people's lives, and a lot of people cared deeply about him. And a guy getting gunned down in the middle of the day in Memphis buying cookies is obviously a tragedy for him and people who loved him, and a bad look for the city, right? All of those things are clearly true. What do you do, though? Like, you and I have talked about this before, that when someone is randomly shot, that's what scares the hell out of you, right? If a drug deal, or that even, and that's what reflects particularly horribly on a city. If a drug dealer shoots a drug dealer, I still feel sad, but you're like, well, that's the business you're in, right? Like, you still feel like you don't want people shooting anyone. And I think the larger issue is that the drug dealer is shooting a drug dealer because they grew up in a culture seeped in violence and guns and everything else. And that is an indictment on our culture, both our civic culture and our national culture. But so what do we, like, what are we to, like, I'm going to presume this probably wasn't a random shooting. If that's my understanding. I don't follow it as closely as other people do. And then I look at Twitter, and I see that black youngster's grandmother's house may have been shot up, and Yo Gotti's mama's restaurant may have been shot up, and there are various people suggesting there needs to be, you know, something done to keep the peace tonight. What the hell is happening, and how am I supposed to think about it?
Yeah, I've seen all of the things you just referenced on Twitter as well. I've also seen people, like, snapping pictures of Yo Gotti's mom's restaurant and saying, I live right next to this place. Nothing's going on. So I don't know. Right. I don't know what's true and what's false.
Right.
And yes, the working assumption, and I can't imagine any other scenario, is that this was a targeted attack. For instance, if I had left the airport today and went to Makita's to get some cookies before I came to the studio, I would not have been shot there. I'd have been fine. Nobody was going to try to shoot me there. It's a bad example, but I remember Tank Beavers, the former Memphis basketball player, got shot and killed in like a TGI Fridays or something, and which is just crazy to think about. And people, you know, like wherever people would say such things, maybe it was that old Memphis message board that I would look at every once in a while way back then, and it was like, oh my. Man, how sad is it that you can't even go to TGI Fridays anymore? And I didn't respond because I never would respond. But, you know, I remember thinking, you can go to TGI Fridays. Tank Beavers didn't get killed because he was at TGI Fridays. Like, that's where they found the guy they wanted to kill. He just happened to be at TGI Fridays. And they were like, oh, well, there he is. Let's do what we're going to do. And this is the same thing, I would assume. You know, it's very easy. I mean, because it's technically true, man, Young Dolph was just buying cookies and he got murdered. But this wasn't some random thing. That's where they had an
opportunity. The Corleone brothers bought cookies too, right?
Right.
Like, you know. What's his name? Sonny was just going through the damn toll booth, wasn't he?
Right. That's what this is. Like, this is where they had the people who wanted to eliminate him. This is where they had the opportunity to do it. This is when they had the opportunity to do it. And so that's just where it happened, and now that'll forever be the place where that happened. And I hate that for the people who own that small business, because by all accounts, everything I've seen is that they're just a wonderful family.
That's a huge success story. And with tremendous cookies, by the way.
Right. It's just the sweetest people, and now this is what their business will be associated with. So I don't know what to say about, other than to say it is awful that a young person who calls Memphis home, a place where so many people have the odds so stacked against them, he actually makes it out, becomes successful, makes real money. So much so that, I don't know if you know this story, a few years ago, several years ago, I guess at this point, there's a coffee shop on the Duke campus. Your kids have probably been there. And two baristas, I guess, got fired at this coffee shop for playing a Young Dolph song. Like, their manager or somebody that worked at the university, right, however that worked, said that it is wildly unacceptable for you to play Young Dolph in our coffee shop on this campus. You are fired. And so that became a story, like a headline. Two Duke students fired from coffee shop for playing Young Dolph. So a week or so later, Young Dolph is playing a festival, and he brings these two people on stage with him. He has flown them to this festival and brings them on stage and says, I don't know when you're going to have your next job, more or less, but I got $20,000 for each of you right now.
Oh, my God. Good for a good student from Duke to get a break once in a while, you know?
Right. So to be in a position where you can just hand two strangers $20,000 each because they lost their job supporting your music, like, that's where he was in life. And so to get to that point in life and still end up shot dead in Memphis at the age of 36 is just the worst. I mean, it makes you absolutely sick. But I do think some of it goes hand in hand, if not all of it goes hand in hand. And this is where I get a little uncomfortable talking about it, because I don't know what the answer is. But so many of the biggest rappers in the world today really live a hard lifestyle still. Lots of guns, lots of threats, lots of beefs, and it too often leads to stuff like this. Like, he's had a long-running beef with Yo Gotti, and that's getting referenced a lot today. But like 5 days ago on The Breakfast Club, Soulja Boy was live on radio talking about he was beefing with Young Dolph. And he told Young Dolph, you don't say what you're going to do to me. You know, you ain't going to do nothing to me. And, you know, if you want, and it was just like very.
Let me ask you, are these guys, so, well, two things. You say he made it out. Of course, he didn't make it out because he's still in, right? I mean, I don't know what that means, but it feels like what you're telling me is he didn't make it out like an accountant who, you know, whatever, would have made it out and whatever, or he made it out. His world, his success was still revolved around being in. And I heard Jason talking about this earlier. Jason and John were talking about it, that in order to maintain your credibility as an artist, you still have to be living that life. Well, that's pathetic if that's true, and I don't doubt that it's true. But I do wonder, like, are these beefs, like, and I know you can't generalize, like, are they getting, are the beefs rap beefs, or are the beefs, I'm having guys shot, you're having guys shot, you know, are they Corleone beefs? Like, what kind of beefs are we talking about here?
Yeah, I couldn't begin to discuss this in great detail intelligently. I just know that whether it's in songs or on social media or in interviews, there's a lot of really hard talk. And threats. And, you know, like even in that Soulja Boy interview, which doesn't suggest he had anything to do with this, but,
right.
You know, what he very, a point he was very clearly making was that he felt disrespected by Dolph and he will not stand for any disrespect. And you get, you know, in that world, it just, I don't like, I mean, I was just going through it. You know, everybody, you know, the biggest ones are Tupac and Biggie back in the 90s. But, like, just in recent years, it's Nipsey Hussle, Pop Smoke, King Von. I mean, these are, you know, X. These are all multimillionaire, successful rappers shot and killed, shot and killed, shot and killed, shot and killed. And there's got to be a way to separate from that lifestyle once you actually have the ability to separate from that lifestyle. But
it feels like heroin of the 70s, you know, like for a rock star, you know, like it's just sort of price of doing of success in that form of music. And of course, here's the truth. So I saw someone tweet someone plays for the Falcons. Forget his name right now. He's had disappointed in Memphis, right? And I think Chris Chioza tweeted, "I'm not coming back," or something like that. Like this is a Memphis thing. And of course, it isn't at all, in the sense that all the rappers you just mentioned were shot other places. Like this, no matter where they are, this is what is happening, right? It's not about Memphis at all. It's only about Memphis in the sense that, I don't know, like half the Memphians who grew up in Memphis grow up in this environment, right?
Yeah.
And they grow up in this environment. And so it is a world that I absolutely can't relate to, don't understand. I'm talking about it in totally naive fashion because I, you know, and so, so in that sense, it's random. It's not random. And I can take comfort in that. And Memphians who are, you know, law abiding, non-beefing Memphians can take comfort in that. And except it's also true that it is absolutely reflective of Memphis because, you know, that this he grew up in this culture that is, you know, 40% of Memphis grows up, well, I don't know what it is, grows up in this kind of poverty, you know, soaked with violence, all of this, you know. So it's clearly a sad day. I just have I've been sort of having a hard time knowing how to think about it.
Yeah, like I guess my largest point is it's very easy for somebody who lives where I live or somebody who lives where you live to say, yo, you made it. You got all the money, you got all the success, you got all the hits. Get out of this life so that you can live. And yet it just so obviously is not that simple, or else these people would do it, you know? You would.
Right.
But like there are still alive rappers right now who are still living, you know, that lifestyle, you know, and again, just too often it ends up like this one ended up today. And it's just tragic every single time. And now, you know, I don't want to be over dramatic, but like there is a lot of wild stuff flying around on Twitter right now.
There's a lot of wild stuff flying around on Twitter right now basically this is the OK Corral, you know?
Yeah. And you just hope it doesn't lead to anything crazy tonight or in the coming days. And obviously you hope they catch whoever was responsible with this. But, yeah, beyond that, I don't know what else to say about it other than...
He performed, I gather, at Memphis Madness once, 2019. Is that true?
I was there. Whenever he performed at Memphis Madness, I was there. Yeah. And, you know, he had, like, you know, he wasn't Jay-Z. We don't have to overstate it. But, like, he had made it. He was a successful... established, you know, rapper, to the extent that, you know, you see all the biggest names in hip hop tweeting about him today, whether it's, you know, Chance the Rapper or Gucci Mane or anybody else. I mean, this is somebody who made it. He is a Memphis rapper, but he isn't a rapper who's only big. This is a rapper from Memphis who had made it, you know, on a national/international scale. And, yeah, today just shot dead at 36. And I talked about this earlier. So as I was landing today, I, you know, you start to see the initial speculation. Like, I think the first thing I saw was, you know, somebody tweeted, I hope this Young Dolph stuff isn't real. And then I, you know, immediately just do a Twitter search for Young Dolph, and you start seeing, you know, and then it, by the time I land, it's like, it appears to be true. And by the, I'm walking to my car, and it's basically, there is a confirmed, you know, homicide at this place, and the victim is believed to have been Young Dolph. Well, I'm leaving the airport. I'm right there.
Right.
And the way I normally leave the airport, if I'm coming straight to the studio like I was today, I'd get on Airways, and then I'd get on 240 East and get off at Perkins and whatever. And so that's exactly what I did today. But there was a part of me that was like, I mean, it's two miles away. Like, where I turn, if I drive another half mile, I'm at the cookie shop. And so I was like, I'll drive by there just to see what's going on. And they had it all blocked off already. Like, you could not drive on Airways north of 240. And I got a tweet from somebody when I was talking about this, you know, 45 minutes ago. They said they still have it blocked off. You can't get anywhere close to Makita's.
Well,
right
they
now.
Also said they have Yo Gotti's mother's restaurant blocked off. I don't know if that's true or not. Like, I'm literally just seeing on Twitter. But, yeah, I think I'll stay right here.
Yeah, I'm just going to go straight home tonight, you know?
Yeah, sounds prudent.
So you were – oh, I got to ask you about – so you hurt your knee.
Well, I did hurt my
knee.
Now,
let me tell you what I heard this morning, because I was half asleep, but I was still listening to the Jeff Calkins show.
Yeah.
Because I like to listen because I enjoy it, but also because every once in a while you'll say something and it'll be okay. I'll say, okay, that's what I can talk to him about today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I heard you explain you're running on the trails and you trip on something, hit your knee. It's a real incident. Mm-hmm. And while explaining what happened, you said, I run on the trails often. And just about every time I do, I take a big tumble.
That's true.
So my question is this. If every time you run on the trails, you end up falling and hurting yourself for some reason, don't you just have to stay on the trail? Why do you keep doing that? Yeah, like, why do you?
Well, because I found it. So I really had come to a place where I really enjoyed running in my life. And then I couldn't anymore because I tore my meniscus and the pavement was too much. And then I happened to run on the trails near Wolf River. And it was like a revelation. I could run whatever. I have a 6-mile loop there. I can go run 6 miles. And the only risk is not every time, but about once I fell literally twice. And I trip over a root. That's what happens. You run along. It's going up and down, and there's a root, and you trip over the root, and then you just go flying, and my earbuds come out, and I, you know. And I skin my knees, and I like all that has happened before, but it's pretty modest damage. And sometimes I make an effort to pick up my feet more. I've done it a number of times without falling once. But yesterday I was running and I tripped over and I just slammed my knee onto the ground. And within 10 minutes it had, I am not exaggerating, blown up to double the size of my normal knee. And I'm like, oh, hell. You just feel like an idiot, too. Like, you know, for reasons you point out, I keep falling down as I'm running. Why am I still doing this? But you totally did it to yourself. And then I'm actually, like, I didn't know I would ask for help. I couldn't move my leg. I was just dragging my leg the mile and a half. I'd gone about a mile and a half out of the woods. And happily, I got help because I couldn't begin to drive. And I went to Campbell Clinic, the nice people at Campbell Clinic. Dr. Fred Azar got me in there. And then they took a giant-ass needle and drained the knee. I felt like a total athlete, you know, like my knee drained, like fluid coming out of my knee. I didn't look, mind you. I did not look. I held a pillow off of my face, so I didn't look. And I'm supposed to be on crutches for 2 weeks and a brace and stuff. But honestly, I feel a little silly about making a fuss about it because it's still giant today, but it's not nearly as painful. And, you know, it's not seriously damaged. I did, because of that, however, cover the Memphis – St. Louis game from the comfort of my couch with my knee up and my leg up rather than actually being at FedEx Forum. But you know what? Imani Bates looks good with your knee up or sitting in the chair. Like, either way, he looks good.
I think you had it right this morning that you can be frustrated by the lack of high-level point guard play and be frustrated by 24 turnovers, which has their offensive turnover rate among the worst in the country, and that is something that's got to get cleaned up if you're actually competing for a national title. But the idea that they can turn it over 24 times and still beat a top 100 KenPom team rather easily does underline just how great they are at other things. They're shooting the ball well. Last night it was mostly Tyler. They're incredible defensively. Being so great at so many other things and just talented in general allows them to just give the ball away, you know, one out of every four times and still win the game by double digits. And that's super encouraging. But if you are going to go try to beat Virginia Tech next week, beat Houston down the road, you know, go to a Final Four, you cannot turn the ball over as often as they turn the ball over.
The issue is that don't you, like, to me, they were incredibly impressive last night for all the reasons you just said. But then how frustrated should one be that, here's the truth. I think that there's lots of reasons for the turnovers. Among other things, they don't have the perfect ball handler. They just don't. That person is not on the roster. So, and that's the biggest thing. But it strikes me that one reason they turn the ball over as much as they do is they played 12 players in the first 7 minutes. So you've got all these combinations of players, all sort of empowered. And it just strikes me that if the goal is to try to turn this into a finely tuned machine, you should be working at that and cutting down on the rotation. And again, it's hard to be critical after that kind of a win. I'm not being critical as much as I am being worried, because it strikes me that the things that they totally got away with because they're overwhelming talent and all the good things they did last night will come back to bite them in the ass eventually. And I guess I just don't understand why you play 12 players in 7 minutes. You know, like, it strikes me that ultimately, if the goal is to bring down those turnovers, that is counterproductive.
I think it's counterproductive if the goal is to bring down the turnovers. I think it can also be, not will also be, but could also be, counterproductive in the spirit of team chemistry. Yeah, there's a million different ways to coach a basketball team. And obviously this team is top 15 at KenPom. You know, they're 3-0 with three double-digit wins. They're good. They're really good. I've got them fifth in the top 25-1. But one of the things that I've had several coaches tell me over the years is that what they prefer to do early in a season is not, you know, just throw a bunch of things, you know, out there and see what works and what doesn't, as much as, all right, let's pick our guys. Let's pick our guys, let's identify their roles, and let's go play. And, you know, we're not going to be stubborn. If what we're doing isn't working, then we'll start to try to adjust. But you kind of want to know who your guys are by now and have them in identifiable roles that they understand. And it is just, I don't want to say impossible, but very difficult to do that when you're playing this many guys. Like, they played last night, 10 players, 10 different players at least 14 minutes. I think that's too many. And because here's what, again, can happen. I'm not saying will, but can happen. You're Tyler Harris. You come here as a walk-on. You just want to be back in Memphis. You understand you're probably not going to play that much. But then in the third game of the year, you play 19 minutes, and you're 7 of 9 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3. You get a team-high 18 points. Are you going to understand why you don't play next game? You still going to be cool with it? Once you give people a taste of something, they're no longer satisfied with the other thing. And for every minute Tyler Harris plays, it's a minute somebody else who's expecting to play isn't going to play. I guess my point is this. I've had coaches tell me, if you play too many players and you're too wild with the minutes game to game, you just end up with a bunch of unhappy people. Because the guy who led you in scoring last game, if he wasn't supposed to be playing but somehow led you in scoring, he will never understand why he's not playing again. So that's potentially a problem. You know, again, million ways to do this, but the most common way is to identify your guys, set roles, play them, and then if you need to adjust later, adjust later. But playing 12 guys this many minutes at this point in the season, I guess I'd say this. It's an unusual approach. Doesn't mean it can't work, but it is unusual.
Right. I mean, it's like I loved the Tyler Harris story last night. It was great fun. Happy for him. He looked thrilled. I mean, just it's a great tale. I absolutely can see the downside of it and from that perspective. And, you know, I don't know. But yes, I would. I mean, I asked John today what his rotation would be. And he would make, you know, some hard decisions. He would say that Jaden is sitting down and that Malcolm is sitting down. You're playing Chandler as the extra big, and you're playing Minot and Nolly as wings, and obviously Timberlake is your backup point guard, and that's your group. And Tyler, if you need a spark, and that to me seems like a workable rotation. Keep starting lineup as it is now. That's a workable rotation. But then you got Malcolm in there too, and you got Jaden in there too, and now you got Tyler playing all those minutes, and all of a sudden you got 12 players.
Yeah, that would be my rotation. I would take those same nine guys, the starters. Plus Minot, Chandler Lawson, Earl Timberlake, Landers Nolly. Those are my nine rotation players. And the other guys literally don't get off the bench except for foul trouble, injury, or you're up 25 with 2 minutes to go.
Right. But he's very clearly not doing that. I mean, Jaden Hardaway played 18 minutes last night.
Right, right.
And so, you know, that, and that's the way they're doing it. And I think for morale, it's an interesting question, but I think for continuity, for all of that, for the, and you know, it probably won't matter against Western Kentucky either, but will it matter when they get to, you know, when they play Tennessee? We'll see. They did absolutely at the end of last year have a tighter rotation, but it took them too long to get to it. And it's really one of the reasons they didn't make the tournament. So, again, we're only, like, it was an incredibly impressive performance last night, yet again. And the only reason you sort of fret about these things at the margin are this, it appears that the ceiling for this team is so high that you would like them to be able to reach it.
It is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow morning. Thank you, sir.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second.
Ja Morant.
Thanks and jams with two hands.
Thursday night, the Memphis Grizzlies take on the Los Angeles Clippers at FedEx Forum. Pregame all day. Jessica Benson at 6:30 with the Grizzlies pregame. And then at 7, it's Eric Hasseltine live on 92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station.
Listen up, Mid-South. Are you searching for peace of mind in today's crazy? Well, we got it with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. 2021 Kia Forte 41 MPG Highway. $189, 36 month lease, $29.99 due at signing. Or check out 2022 Kia Sportage LX 4-wheel drive. $199, 36 month lease. And 2022 Kia Sorento LX 4-wheel drive. $289, 36 month lease. And they're both only $34.99 due at signing. You want it? We got it at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Piker Shop 24/7. At KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it.
All 36-month leases, $650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, must finance through Kia, Forte, NE, 415, 838, MSRP, 21,535, Sportage, N, 7011, 110, MSRP, 27,635, Sorento, NGO, 83,556, MSRP, 29,215. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11-30-2021, dealer stock only.
What would you do with $10, $15, $20,000 extra dollars in the bank? I'm sure you can think of lots of things, and if you're selling your home, the way you're going to get that extra money is to hire the Josh Heisel team of Keller Williams Realty. They can get you the extra cash and more. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent, somebody's got the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Heisel team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147 is the number. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to JoshHysall.com.
Now, you don't get to play as much as the offense and defense, but it must be cool to be called special teams. It just sounds good. What team are you on? The special team. That's tight, right? Oh, if you're a fan of special teams, you can just bet on those. My sportsbook app has prop bets, so have at it, people. It's a special app, people!
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Our biggest Black Friday sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Spend $199 or more and get a great free gift with purchase. Free financing, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five locations or online at rijewelers.com.
You love Zoom for video meetings? Now, choose Zoom to power your phone communications too. Zoom Phone works seamlessly within the Zoom app as your business phone system. Zoom Phone's secure HD audio and enterprise-grade reliability keep you connected to your teams and your customers. And it's easy to use on mobile, desktop, or desk phone. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Zoom. How the world connects.
Church's is adding Applewood smoked Texas cut bacon to our all-white meat chicken sandwich. Yep, these two are best flavors forever. Try our new Texas cut bacon chicken sandwiches today. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
Look, money's tight for everyone right now. It's been a tough year, and you sure don't need to get hit with a big, unexpected bill. Like, what if your car breaks down right now? How are you paying the bill? If it's your transmission, that's over $3,000. Your engine, up to $6,000. Even minor repairs like your air conditioning can hit your wallet hard. Here's the good news. If you have a car, truck, or SUV that's $1,999 or newer, you can stop paying for repairs right now. That's right. With Protect My Car, when your car breaks down, we pay your repair bill for you. Just dial 800-279-2827 on your mobile phone now to get started. Protect My Car pays for repairs to your engine, transmission, air conditioning, suspension, and so much more. Dial 800-279-2827 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Dial 800-279-2827 on your mobile phone right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Dial 800-279-2827 and never pay for car repairs again. Dial 800-279-2827.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I don't lean, but my house do. Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move out. If you won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the two out. It's the Wolf Gang, Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get chewed out. Then we woo out. It's a split mode, and they know you like the out. I'm cool, cool, and his mouth wet. He a pool now. Used to stage die, but they sue now. I was too hot. TLC waterfalls on my chest, help me cool out. Got too many calls, to go call. They catching dust, won't even stop. Illo with lemon heads looking like ball. Keep your protect, I spit that on all. How? I don't know, but I know that stage a million to show. Stuck in my ways, they say how so. First, put a bite on the rose.
And y'all turn. 20 appearance, I get it, I go. Rich to the world, come see me, I love. I rock with cuz.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're the market for a computer, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, desktop, notebook, tablet, get in touch with Cooper Systems. Lee and Lauren Cooper, you can give them a call at 360-9679. 360-9679. Tell them what it is you're looking for, and then they're going to be able to find it for you, something that's perfectly suited for you, because the worst mistake computer buyers make is they buy a computer that they don't need. They spend $1,500 on a machine that can do all these things, but you don't need it to do all those things because you ain't asking it to. If you shop at Cooper Systems, they're going to have something better suited for you. And if it's better suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you. If it's better priced for you, you're saving money. Christmas right around the corner. Shop early. There's going to be, you probably heard about this, supply-demand issues all over the country. So you're going to want to shop early at Cooper Systems. Make sure you got what it is you want to get. 3609-679, 3609-679. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. It is 543, Gary Parrish Show. We're here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We were talking, Jeff and I were, a little earlier about the big story in the market and the big story in music today. Young Dolph murdered near the airport in front of a cookie store. And I had mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of wild speculation about things that have happened, will happen, could happen in retaliation for this. And TMZ is now posting a story that has photographs of Memphis police, lots of them, in front of Yo Gotti's restaurant. As if to be a presence there, just in case if anybody's got any wild ideas that, I mean, yeah, I guess you could still shoot the place up, but there'll be a lot of cops there to witness it. Sort of like when they put, this is sad that this has to happen, but like you ever driving around on the interstate and you see a cop like every 500 yards or 1,000 yards? Like they're there. I don't know why they're there. I assume they're there because they're just sitting there to like scare people from driving 156 miles per hour and shooting each other on the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have to do that here.
Yeah.
We need cops just sitting on the interstate so we won't drive 150 and we won't shoot each other. And now they appear to be doing something similar at this restaurant, just sort of setting up shop to be a presence there because who knows if it's an actual target, but it obviously could be a possible target for reasons that are well documented. The NFL season has given us a big Week 11 divisional matchup between rivals, Arizona Cardinals, Seattle Seahawks. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on just a $5 bet. The Seahawks are obviously struggling, got shut out by Green Bay, so might want to lean with Arizona. Take the Seattle under as well. You could maybe go Kyler Murray over passing yards. Appears he's going to play. That'd be a same-game parlay bet with a nice payout. FanDuel, it is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. It's one of the many reasons I love playing the NFL on FanDuel, you know, because it's easy to use, safe, and it's secure. And when you win, you're going to get paid in as little as 2 hours. And if you're already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, FanDuel is hooking all customers up right now with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Go see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Gary before the Cardinals take on the Seahawks. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
One night only, Saturday, December 18th, Lee Greenwood at the Fitz. Tickets start at just $35. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Hotel packages with a deluxe room and two reserve show tickets start at just $219. December 18th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Plus 21 gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Football season is here. Visit Discount Tire and let our pros take care of you, so you never miss a moment of the game. Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online. Use Treadwell, your personal tire guide, to find the right tire for your driving habits and get the same expert advice that you'd get in the store. At Discount Tire, we take pride in making your experience with us as easy as possible. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of.
Hey, Jeff Allen, Randy here. It's time to party down and get happy, happy over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
That's right, Randy, and we'll make you happy, happy with the 41 MPG 2022 Kia Forte, $189 a month. 36-month lease, just $29.99 due at signing. Or a 2022 Kia Sportage LX, $199, 36-month lease.
Plus, don't forget 2022 Kia Sorento LX. You Gossett at $289, 36-month lease. And they're both only $34.99 due at signing.
Plus, you'll always get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, we'll make you happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, $650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, must finance through Kia. Forte, NE, 415, 838, MSRP, 21,535, Sportage, N, 70, 11, 110, MSRP, 27,635, Sorento, NGO, 83,556, MSRP, 29,215. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/30/2021. Dealer stock only.
Attention Cash 3 and Cash 4 players. Crazy fun is here with the addition of Wild Ball. Here's how it works. Start by adding Wild Ball to your next play. The Wild Ball number is drawn following every Cash 3 and Cash 4 drawing. It can be used to replace any number that is drawn by the lottery, giving you more winning combinations. So add Wild Ball to your Cash 3 and Cash 4 plays today. And remember, the Wild Ball replaces a number drawn by the lottery, not a number on your ticket. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Our biggest Black Friday sale going on right now at Robert Owen Jewelers. Spend $199 or more and get a great free gift with purchase. Free financing, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, Robert Owen Jewelers. Five locations or online at rijewelers.com.
I'm here with Shaq with Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington, and it's November.
November means Black Friday sales event. However, we're not going to wait till after Thanksgiving. We're doing it right now. 0% financing on new Ram trucks, Challengers, Chargers, Grand Cherokees, 90 days to first payment.
That's a long time to my first payment.
How about to the end of January before your first payment's due? Folks, visit us on the web, homerskeltoncdj.com, and see why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Surge hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say it's not the family business, but you might be working for a nephew? Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
Old Dominic Distillery is a proud hometown partner of the Memphis Tigers. Located in the heart of downtown, Old Dominic Distillery offers full distillery tours, curated tastings, and craft cocktails. Visit olddominic.com and follow Old Dominic on Facebook and Instagram for the latest news and cocktail recipes. Ask your favorite Memphis spirit shop where you can find Old Dominic products for the big game. And while you're there, look for the limited edition bottle of Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey sporting Memphis Tigers team colors and Go Tigers Go. Old Dominic encourages all football fans to share a sip responsibly.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah. Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So, what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster, proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important, a Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt, or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC. Yeah!
How you feeling? Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that's obviously Memphis Barbecue Company, owned by Melissa Cookston. Seven-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. But they don't just do barbecue. So if you're not in the mood for barbecue, understand you got options at Memphis Barbecue Company. Also, you got options for Thanksgiving. You don't really want to spend all that time in that kitchen cooking to make mediocre ham and mediocre turkey. You ain't no cook. You ain't no pro. You're not a world champion. Let Memphis Barbecue Company handle it for you. Right now, you can call the store and order your double smoked spiral sliced ham. You know, each ham comes with reheating instructions and a house-made glaze. You can give them a call, order it right now, go pick it up. 662-536-3763. 662-536-3763. You can have Memphis Barbecue Company cater your entire Thanksgiving. Or just like, you know, Tuesday. Whenever you want to hang out and have a great meal. You can order online at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. And arrange curbside pickup. Or you could call the store and arrange for that big meal in this holiday season. 662-536-3763. It's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web. memphisbbqco.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff. We mostly talked Tiger basketball. At least that's what we opened on. Another nice win last night to improve to 3-0 with three double-digit wins. They beat a top 100 KenPom team last night despite turning it over 24 times. They are so great in other spots, aspects of basketball, that they can afford to turn it over 24 times and still beat a team like St. Louis by 16 points. But eventually that catches up with you. Great teams do not turn it over this often. And so if they're truly going to go where you want them to go, where they want to go, they've got to get that under control. They'll never be great at taking care of the ball, but they got to be better than what they are, because right now they're turning it over roughly one out of every four possessions. Talked to Jeff about it earlier this hour. And one of the things we do agree on is that, listen, there's a lot of different ways to win at a high level in college basketball, but it's usually not with this many players playing significant roles. Most great teams have shorter rotations. Penny had said in the preseason he planned to have a shorter rotation. So far, that has not shown up in the minutes per game. Right now, Memphis has 10 players who are averaging at least 11 minutes per game. Just for some context, Gonzaga is the number one team in America. Gonzaga has 8 players who are averaging more than 9 minutes per game. Gonzaga has 8 guys that are all averaging somewhere between 14 and 31. And everybody else is in single digit minutes played, and they haven't even appeared in every game. At Memphis, it's 10 guys averaging between 11 and 27. And then you still got, you know, somebody like, Jaden Hardaway playing major minutes last night, averaging 16.3 minutes per game. I don't know that we expected that in the preseason, but that is a reality right now. So, again, this is stuff that has to be worked out by the weekend. But I do think if they're going to maximize what this team can be, I would like shorten the rotation and get the turnovers under control.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Not great, Big Ben Bennett.
It's not great.
Not a great sports night.
I'm nope. Ready, though. Hey, I had a good night last night.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no Chris.
Because we said the one last night was, I think it was it Tigers minus 10.5?
Yes, that's true.
Yep, so we got that. I was very interested in that game you were on last night.
College of Charleston, North Carolina.
That was a close one there at the end.
Did you take the points?
I think it was 11.5. I think it was Charleston plus 11.5.
And you took the points.
I did.
It almost got out. It almost got away from you.
It almost got away, but
a win is a win is a win. So we don't have Grizzlies tonight. We don't have Tigers tonight. No NFL. No ranked college football teams. So we'll go Maverick Suns.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Let's go.
Inside the Footprint Center.
Whose stadium is this? Or whose arena
Phoenix.
Is this? The
Footprint.
When did they change theirs literally every damn season?
It's incredible.
the Footprint Center.
The Suns now play in the Footprint Center.
I think that's kind of cool. I like the Footprint Center.
Do you know what Footprint is?
No.
It's a material science company that was founded to create a healthier planet.
Oh, that sounds good.
Well, they're not doing too good of a job.
Yeah, maybe not.
You step your game up, Footprint Center. You're not doing a great job.
Hey, it's better than the Crypto.com Center that the Lakers are about to be playing in.
What is that about?
I don't know. That's
there's
so
some
bad.
Places. There's some places that just need to be what they are.
What they are. You like
Wrigley
you
Field, Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden.
Like, come on, LA. You gotta ink a lifetime contract with Staples. Like that's just crazy.
That's the Staples Center.
That's the Staples Center.
Like Madison Square Garden. We can't just start calling it Cryptocurrency Garden tomorrow.
No.
That's outrageous.
It's ridiculous.
And I know that Staples is a brand that, like, you know, it could have been a Home Depot center as much as Staples Center. But that is the Staples Center.
Yes.
I don't know what they're doing out there other than just making lots of money. The arena in Phoenix has been, you ready?
Yeah.
The America West Arena, U.S. Airways Center, Talking Stick Resort Arena.
Oh, I liked that one.
Phoenix Suns Arena, when they didn't have a name.
That's fine.
And now it's the Footprint Center. So the Footprint Center in Phoenix will be the home of the Mavericks and Suns tonight. It is, let me find a tip time on that, going to be at 9 o'clock. It's on ESPN. Phoenix minus 8.
Ooh. Mavs have Luka.
They do have Luka.
They got Luka. That dude's awesome.
Yeah, it's hard to go into the Footprint Center, though. I've been saying this for years.
That's what I hear. I hear it's tough there in the Footprint Center. You know what? I'll have a little Fago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.